Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pemerintah telah menghasilkan surplus anggaran berturut-turut pertama dalam hampir dua dekade. Bendahara Jim Chalmers merayakan kemenangan ekonomi, namun anggaran rumah tangga di seluruh negara ini masih berjuang untuk bertahan dalam krisis biaya hidup. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News. Kemenangan bagi laba bersih pemerintah, hasil akhir anggaran 2023-24 sebesar 6,5 miliar dolar, lebih baik dari yang diantisipasi. Total surplus sebesar 15,8 miliar dibukukan untuk tahun keuangan terakhir dalam surplus anggaran berturut-turut pertama sejak pertengahan tahun 2000-an. Bendahara Jim Chalmers mengatakan pengeluaran yang lebih rendah telah mengubah posisi itu.
This surplus is bigger at the end of the financial year than we anticipated in May, not because taxes are higher, but because spending is lower. Spending in the last financial year was much lower than anticipated at budget, and revenue was lower as well. Spending was down by around twice as much as revenue was down. So this bigger surplus is not because we taxed more, it's because we spent less.
Ia mengatakan hasil ini adalah bukti kehebatan ekonomi dari Partai Buruh.
And it wouldn't have happened without our responsible economic management. It wouldn't have happened without our spending restraint, without our savings, and it wouldn't have happened without the way that we've taken the right economic and fiscal decisions for the right economic and fiscal reasons.
Pendapatan total 3,7 miliar lebih rendah dari yang diperkirakan. Namun surplus ditemukan melalui pengeluaran yang lebih rendah untuk program-program. Dosen ekonomi senior di Universitas Canberra, Dr. John Hawkins mengatakan sebagian dari penghematan berada di luar kendali pemerintah.
The reason the surplus is a bit bigger than the budget number is mostly delays to various things. So for example, some transport projects, there was bad weather, so they haven't done as much work as they were expecting, and so they haven't spent quite as much money as they expected.
Hal itu termasuk keterlambatan perjanjian dengan negara bagian, keterlambatan negara bagian dalam mencapai tonggak program pendidikan, perumahan terpencil, kesehatan, air, dan lingkungan. Permintaan yang lebih rendah dari yang diharapkan untuk perawatan lansia, NDIS, pembayaran vaksin COVID-19, penahanan di darat, dan beberapa program hibah merupakan penyebab lainnya. Dr. Hawkins mengatakan hal ini menunjukkan sedikit disiplin dari pemerintah.
It's not a big change in what the surplus was projected in the budget. It's not a huge deal, but I mean they have been disciplined in that they've resisted the temptation to spend a lot of money, and the budget estimates of how much revenue they get and how much they'd spend have been more or less accurate.
Namun dengan sebagian besar keluarga di negara ini berjuang melalui krisis biaya hidup, Senator Independen Jackie Lambie mengatakan kepada Channel 7 bahwa ini bukan prioritas bagi sebagian besar warga Australia.
Nobody gives a stuff about a surplus, mate. I can assure you right now, people are doing it hard out there. Nobody's talking about a surplus. And if they were and they truly understood, they'd be saying, well, how about you put some of that surplus out to us so we can put bread and milk on the table for our kids.
Pendapat serupa juga digaungkan oleh juru bicara Departemen Keuangan pihak oposisi, Angus Taylor.
Well, we're not seeing household surpluses. In fact, households have been going backwards. Their standard of living has collapsed in the last 2 years. And frankly, Australian households want a pathway to restore their standard of living, but there is absolutely no sign of that from this government.
Dr. Chalmers mengatakan pengurangan pengeluaran memungkinkan adanya langkah-langkah pengurangan biaya hidup.
These surpluses are all about fighting inflation, making room for cost of living relief, building a buffer against global economic uncertainty, and also paying down the Liberal debt that we inherited so that we pay less interest on it.
Pemerintah memperkirakan akan menghemat sekitar 80 miliar dolar dalam pembayaran bunga dengan mengurangi utang pemerintah. Dr. Hawkins mengatakan itu dapat digunakan untuk program lain di masa depan.
That means there's more money to spend on schools and hospitals, or there's less need to tax people.
Demikian tadi laporan tentang surplus anggaran pemerintah untuk kedua kalinya berturut-turut yang disusun oleh Rania Yalops untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.